Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast Reading, and I'm your host, Parmita from Bayonibata. Today's episode is about becoming every dog's favorite human. Most dogs love and develop a special relationship with every member of the family. But there's often one person they're especially attracted to. And in some types, that attraction is usually stronger than in others. For example, greyhounds often connect strongly with one person. But golden retrievers, poodles, and beagles love all the members of the family. The way you train your dog as a pup can impact the people she's attracted to later in life. For example, some dogs are mainly around women during their important training period, so they might connect more with the women in the family. But you shouldn't worry if you got your dog later in life. If you have a positive relationship with your dog, he'll make a connection between you and positivity. So maybe that means you're the chin scratcher or the tennis ball thrower. Dogs usually connect with the person who's giving them the most attention. Don't be nervous about the baths you give your dog, the ones he totally hates. It will not destroy your positive relationship. Is your dog going to hate you for taking him to the vet once a year? No. Add treats, massages, and love. For energetic dogs, try something like active games, hikes, and swims. For older or calm dogs, try scent tracking or puzzle games. Training is a great way to bond with dogs of every age and energy level. It should be short, like 15 minutes, and don't forget the treats. The final attempt to become your pet's favorite is to feed the dog. This will definitely win you positive points. You could make the food or do something fun like bake dog cookies, so your dog makes a connection between you and the treats and the process. Brushing, petting, and belly rubs are other simple ways to make your dog feel loved. Now, tell me, what is your favorite pet? Don't forget to leave us a comment. Well, that's it for today, everyone. Ta-ta!